fast.
Okay, go ahead. This is Augusta. You're going to have to step on up to it. Okay, it won't bite you, honest.
What's grosser and gross?
You have to say it a little bit. Let's try again and speak up.
What's grosser and gross?
Beer? What's grosser than gross?
Ida?
A slimy ghostmaster?
Falling off a two-story building and landing on a bike with no seat.
Would you repeat that? Okay, Pierre, go ahead.
What was Grandma doing on a rocking chair?
What was Grandma doing on a rocking chair?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, okay. All right. Okay. She can now. It's all right. Here. There you go.
What's as black as the night and has a handle?
What is black as the night and has a handle?
Frying pan.
What?
A frying pan.
A frying pan. Okay. That's a nice one. Go ahead.
Why do they call your dog Whiplash? Because he's a pain in the neck.
Okay, Roger.
Art rhymes with smart. Cupid rhymes too. Yep.
Okay. Christine, you have one? Who raised their hand besides Pierre? Somebody else? Okay, Pierre.
What dots like dancing?
What dogs?
Dots.
What dots? What dots like dancing? What dots?
Polka dots.
Very good. Terrence.
What is a rabbit's favorite holiday? Izona. Happy Valentine's.
Ooh, Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, we need one more from somebody who hasn't said one yet. Ida! Sweet as apple cider. Yeah?
What did the cake say to the icing on the cake?
I don't know, what?
You're sweet as can be.
Oh my, okay. All right, Izona will be our last one.
What did the sock say to the foot?
What?
You're putting me on.
Yeah.
My name is Belinda. My name is Belinda. What's a dog with no tail?
What? I don't know. What is a dog with no tail?
A hot dog.
Hot dog. All right. Okay.
My name is Carlos.
Okay.
What do you call a kid that sucks on a lemon?
A kid that what?
A cat that sucks on a lemon.
A cat that sucks on a lemon. What?
A sourpuss.
Is it my name again?
Yeah. Go ahead.
My name is Carlos.
Okay, you have to speak up so we can all hear it.
My name is Carlos.
There you go. Okay, now say the story.
Once upon a time, there was a vampire. He flew, he grew.
Speak up.
He flew, he grew, and And he was mean. And one day they killed him.
One day they killed him. Okay.
And then one of his other vampires came and they never killed him. And now,
oh my. Okay.
They couldn't kill him because the other vampire was in the other him and that vampire was in the other one. So whoever killed that one still would have been alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. All right. Go.
My name is Jose.
Speak up.
It's about two kids. They got murdered by two men. And they got hanged by a tree. And their fathers had came out in the morning to clean up the yard. And they saw him hanging from the tree. So the father started investigating to see if he can find out who did it. So the next day, the guy that killed the kids came back and killed the father. So the mother tried to find out who killed the father. And so she couldn't find out. Then the guy came back and killed her. So there weren't none of them left.
Hmm. Yeah. That it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. The thing can come up.
Yeah. You can start. You can start, Belinda.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, this girl named Jennifer, and everybody had a messed up face, and she was picking at everybody, and her friend named Tracy. Her and Tracy went to the scary house, and then the people was there who she were picking at. They faced the people who she was picking at was there, and they killed her.
Okay. Who's got one now? Okay.
This is about a ghost. His name was Mr. Bad.
Mr. Bad? Okay.
One day there was a man walking down the street from a old house. And he was walking, he had a lot of money on him and everything. Then these guys, they come up and they say, "Give me your wallet," and they kill him. And then the police started investigating. And that same man came back to life and lived in the old house. And he used to scare people that went in there. And then one day the ones that killed them, they came in the house and they went in there. And then he started going, "Ooh," and then they thought it was a practical joke, and they got in the booby traps and everything, and the man got him, and he threw him out the window and everything, and then they came back in the house and they got their knives and everything, and they tried to kill the man, but he was already dead, and he started going, "Ooh," and they still try to get him, but they couldn't. Then the ghost got them. He got their dog on them and everything. They had killed his dog, too. So he was a ghost, too. And right? And then they thought that it was a practical joke, and they tried to take off the suit on him, but it didn't work. And then his grandmother,
the man's grandmother that they killed him. Well, the man's grandmother, she had lived there and she had been a zombie and everything. And she was wrapped up and everything. She came up, right? And then they got her, they got the knives and threw it at her. And she was bleeding and everything. And they got her in the eyes and everything. But she still wouldn't die. And then she got the knives that they were stuck on her. She got them out and threw them back at him. And she missed every single one. Then the guy started running out. Then there was a man standing right there. And the police called him. And then the grandmother thought that the police were enemies too. So she got the police and killed them first. And then she got the guns from the police and she got the other guys and just shot them dead. And then there was one guy from the gang that was still alive. He started running out. And then one day, he was around 60. He came back in the house to see if the ghost was still there. Then it started going, ooh. Then the zombie, the grandmother zombie, came out. And then everybody that had lived in the old house came out as ghosts and zombies and everything. And then they got on him.
Wow.
They killed him.
That it? That's some story, my God. Okay.
One day,
and then start again.
My name is Ashanta, and one day there was three kids lived down the street from the spooky house, and their mothers lived with them, and their mothers said that they didn't want to live in the house. So the kids said, well, then we can move over to the house. They didn't know it was spooky, and the kids and mothers were telling them the house was haunted. And then they said, it's not haunted. So they went into the house, and they heard all these sounds like, ooh, I want you, like that. And then the ghost, it was this ghost named Ghost of John, and he came out of the closet while his mother was sleeping and took the knife and chopped the girl's Jill head off, and it fell to the floor, and the monster swallowed it. And then their brother came out and said, where's my sister? Like that. Then he saw his sister body on the floor. Then the ghost came out and chopped his nose off and ate it. And then He took his hair off and threw him in the stove, and he burned it up and he ate it. And then the little baby came out and started crying, and the ghost chopped the little sister's legs off and ate them, and then threw her out the window, and she started crying. Her mother came out. Then her mother said, what happened? And then the ghost that cut her stomach open, and then he ate all the guts out of it. And then he threw her out the window, and the police came and investigate what had happened, and the police went into the spooky house, and the ghost had killed the police. They chopped his head off and chopped his gut open, and then he ate it all, ate two policemen all, and then that was all. They went out the house, and they never came back, and that was all.